Blog Talk Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mail on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the Mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Yeah, what's good, man? Let's smooth it out, man. And, you know, Wusha and all that. You got the Mayor in the house, man. And, you know, it's a GQ Palace thing. That's how I'll say it like that. It ain't an After Further Review thing. It's a GQ Palace thing. So, you know the math. You know what to do. And sometimes the situation, it is what it is. So you got to rock out and bear with it. You got the Mayor in the house, man. I don't even know. I lost my train of thought. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. We was talking about basketball and all that, man, and NCAA tournament, man. I don't know what's going on, yo. I just feel like, you know, I be prepared for my show. I'm ready. I rock 2 hours to the neck. No commercials, none of that music stuff. And I'd be ready to do my show. And I don't understand. But it is what it is. Technicality, things happen, whatever. But, man, listen. Come on, yo. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even, you know, in the mood right now. I'm done right now. I'm done off for right now. But we're going to rock out anyway, man. We're going to take you to 10 o'clock, man. You got the Mayor in the house. And hopefully somebody's out there listening. So I don't know what the situation is, how they got it technical covered or whatever, but we're going to get into our thing. You got the Mayor right here, man. I was talking about the NCAA tournament, man. It's popping off tonight, man. You got Albany 49, Mount St. Mary's 46, second half, 10 minutes to go. Basically that, man. And we're going to get into a few things tonight. Phil Jackson is in New York finally. I don't know what that means. What's that supposed to mean? Bruce Pearl is back in the building at Auburn. That's a good look. You know what I mean? So he served his penance, and now he's back in the building. We're going to get your Final Four picks. We're going to get the Cinderella picks. We're going to get all of that good stuff, man, before we get out of here, man, 10 o'clock. Man, I don't know what to say. Real talk, man, because I mean – To take it back a notch, when I was rocking in the season ticket, we do our show every Sunday from 7 to 8 before the games came on Sunday nights. We never had a problem. But I don't know. It is what it is, man. We rocking out, man. We're going to get this fixed behind the scenes, and let's do what we do, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Over 7, man, I hope that, you know, you're working with me, man, because I don't even know what to tell you, yo. Real talk. So you see what I'm dealing with. So that's what it is. So you got the Mayor in the house. We all over the place with it, man. Just trying to see. I don't know if I'm on the air right now. I'm just wilding. I'm just talking because I can talk it like I talk it, man. Phil Jackson coming back to the Knicks. I'm not really overly hyped or overly excited about that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, him being in the front office, that might be a good look as far as aesthetics are concerned. Yeah, we got Phil Jackson, and Phil Jackson's going to be da-da-da-da with the Knicks. It would have been a much better look if Phil Jackson was returning to the sidelines. So I can't really be, you know, out there like Eric King. Shout out to Eric King, man. You know what I mean? And all the rah-rah, real true and die-hard Knicks fans and all of that. I can't do that. I'm a Knicks fan, hard body karate. Don't get it twisted. I know as much about the Knicks or whatever you want to get about the Knicks, we could get it in, okay? But my thing is, I'm not a blinded Knicks fan like, oh, my gosh, we got Phil Jackson. Now we're going to be in the finals next year. Miss me with that. And if you believe that, then there's a bridge over there I want to sell to you, man. You know what I mean? So Phil's going to be a good look as far as the front office is concerned. And only if progress is being made. And what I mean by progress, I'm not talking about keeping Carmelo Anthony. I'm not talking about that. That's not progress. Okay? If you keep Carmelo Anthony, you keep Carmelo Anthony. If he walks away as a free agent, so be it. My thing is, if Carmelo wants to stay, they should be working out some kind of extension right now. Okay? So he doesn't want to stay, so I'm looking at him. He's got one foot out the door, so I can't be so bothered with you. So we're going to keep it moving without you. So we got Phil Jackson. Basically, we're going to be stuck, you know, next season. You know what I mean? And maybe 2015, we might do something. You know, we might do something in 2015, free up some of that money if Carmelo leaves. So, you know, it's a nice thing to have Phil Jackson in the building there, but I'm not really overly impressed, man. You know what I mean? Because, first of all, he's not going to be out there playing. Second of all, he's not going to be out there coaching. So what are you trying to impress on me because you got Phil Jackson in the building? That Phil Jackson is in the building? Okay. You had Donnie Walsh, okay? And what happened? He's another great basketball mind. You know what I'm saying? So now you got the guy you wanted. Let's see some inroads being made over there on 34th and 7th, man. You got the mayor in the house, 646-200-3838, and press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. I'm ready all day, hard body, all the time. You know what I mean? And hard body karate is going to get patented. So I need to shut that down. Hard body karate is getting patented. So once again, we need to shut that down. All right? So you got the mayor in the house, man. I'm on one today, yo. So come with your A game. Or if not, you can listen. You know what I'm saying? 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I'm going to do my baseball preview, man. I was, you know, trying to look at this NCAA thing, man. It got sidetracked a little bit with my baseball. But I got my things together, and I'm ready to do my picks. I'm not doing my World Series pick yet. I'm doing my division picks tonight, doing my Final Four picks tonight, and whatever else you want to get into, man. It's been a long week, man. Real talkative. It's been a long week, and this is like the most, you know, exciting part of the week for me, man, getting to talk what I talk. And it just gets frustrating when, you know, it don't go down the way it's supposed to go down. But that's okay, man. Nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? And things happen. You just got to roll with the punches, man, and dodge with them and all that. So it's all good. NFL free agency, the Giants back in the building. I see you, Giants. I see you. Trendon Holiday, that's a nice look for the Giants. Guarantee he'll return two back next season for the Giants. Mark it down. He's going to return two, at least two back for the Giants. And probably more, but it'll be at least two. He might get two in one game. You know what I mean? Trendon Holiday, that's a good look for the Giants. I didn't see that one coming. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie to the Giants. That's another good look. You know what I mean? Maybe a couple years too late if you want to keep it really 100. You know what I'm saying? But still in all, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie is a good look for the Giants. Mario Manningham back to the Giants. So, I mean, it all wasn't lost because, you know, Justin Tuck went to the Raiders and a couple other people left. Was the other wide receiver. Hicks went to Indianapolis. So the Giants are trying to, you know, restaff and reshuffle and retool for the 2014 season. But we're going to keep our main focus tonight, man, on NCAA basketball. You know what I'm saying? The baseball, NBA going on too, man. If you want to talk about the Knicks and give you a reason why you think the Knicks are going to or are not going to, you know, make anything happen, feel free to call in. What's the deal with the Miami Heat? the Miami Heat, man, I never thought that they, you know, would connect the Miami Heat with six losses in a row. You know what I'm saying? But it just is what it is, and it's a part of the season. They won their last game, though, last five and their last 10. But they, you know, they got the, you know, second seed locked down. Probably end up getting the first seed. They'll probably end up getting the first seed. I don't believe in Indiana, yo. You know what I mean? So it's getting down towards the end of the season. But I just really want to talk about if the Knicks are going to make the playoffs. They're four games out of the eighth spot. Their record is 27-40. Got 15 games left. Can the Knicks make the playoffs? And if the Knicks do make the playoffs, what are you going to do against either Indiana or Miami? You got these people convinced that the Knicks can beat Miami in the play in a seven-game playoff. And the playoffs and the regular season are two different animals. So, you know, if you want to get your, you know, you want to get your hopes up and all that good stuff right there, that's fine. But I still think the Knicks are, you know, a year away. And I don't think they're going to make the playoffs this year, you know, because it's been too many. You know, they're 27-40. You know, they got to win, like, the rest of their games to even get over 500. Okay, so I don't see that happening. So let's just, you know, finish this. We won six in a row. You know what I mean? So finish the season on a high note. You know, deal with Carmelo's situation. Deal with J.R. Smith. Deal with Tyson Chandler. You know, deal with Raymond Felton. You know what I mean? And, you know, and Phil Jackson can come, you know, loaded, ready for bear next season. And we can get this thing off to a good start here in New York. It's excitement is due. You know, and the excitement is deserved around Madison Square Garden. But now, you know, expectations now. They're expectations. What do you expect for the Knicks to do now that they have Phil Jackson? You know what I mean? And I just don't see, you know, them turning around and winning, you know, 65 games next season, you know. But stranger things have happened, man. You got the mayor in the house, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get into the conversation. Early, I'm going to get into my hockey thing early for my hockey people. There's a lot of hockey games going on tonight. The lines is free, so I'm going to get into my hockey thing. Boston Bruins, they're real hot. Bruins 3, Devils 1, Minnesota Wild 2, Islanders nothing. Dallas Stars 1, no, Pittsburgh 2. Dallas 1, Carolina 2, Columbus Blue Jackets nothing, Colorado 1, Montreal Canadiens nothing, end of the first period. Ottawa 2, Rangers 1, end of the first period. Red Wings 1, Maple Leafs nothing, end of the first period. And the Blackhawks and the Flyers are tied at 2 with like 30 seconds to play in the first period. Later on tonight, you got Buffalo at Calgary, you got Nashville at Edmonton, you got Washington at Anaheim, and you got Florida and San Jose later on tonight. So, yeah, like I was saying earlier, the Boston Bruins, 9 wins in a row. They, you know, turning it up for the playoffs and all that, getting ready to make it happen for the playoffs. And I just wanted to shout out to my hockey people. I'm going to touch base back with y'all in a little while towards the end of the show. Man, you're listening to GQ Palace Radio, man, after further review is in the building. Feel free to press 1. They say the lines is lit up. The homie Rich said the lines is lit up. So if you want to press 1, you can get in on the conversation. If not, just listen. Fall back, lay back, do your thing, because the mayor got you. You know what I'm saying? My favorite time of the year is about to be upon us, yo. You know what I'm saying? You know, when it's nothing like opening day. That's the best start in sports, opening day. I can give you, you know, the first weekend of the NFL season, you could have that. Give me opening day. I give you the first, you know, night of the NBA season. Give me opening day. All right, because it's nothing like, you know, the green grass and the white lines and everybody getting excited and ready for some baseball and 6 months, man, all the way to countdown to October. So it begins in earnest this weekend out in Australia, where the Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks will play the opening series of the season in Australia. Why are they playing in Australia? I have no idea. So that's where the season is starting at. And, you know, a couple of people for the Dodgers aren't even making the trip. Carl Crawford's not making the trip. I think Josh Beckett's not making the trip. A couple of other people aren't making the trip for the Dodgers. So hopefully they'll have a good couple of games out there. You know, they're playing it on a cricket pitch. It's not a field when you play cricket. It's a pitch. So, yeah, that's another one to grow on from the courtesy of the mayor. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to, you know, make it baseball dimensions, and hopefully, you know, the people of Australia will be entertained by some good baseball. But opening day for the United States is Sunday, March 30th. So it's coming and it's going down, and we're doing our picks today, man. 646-200-3838 is the master dial if you want to get in on the baseball conversation. Boxing. I'm going to touch on boxing right quick. I watched the Danny Garcia fight over the weekend, and I if you tell me that Danny Garcia won 8 rounds of that fight, then we got issues. There is no way you could tell me that Danny Garcia won 8 rounds of that fight, you know, against Mauricio Herrera. It was a decent fight, you know, and I think Danny Garcia is starting to get that rep of being like us in slugfest. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. He's a hell of a fighter. He's very exciting. You know what I mean? He stands his ground. He does his thing. You know what I mean? And he repped for his, you know, his Puerto Rican people. So he was out there the first time in his life. You know what I mean? And he defended his title out there in his homeland and all that. But I just think Mauricio Herrera, you know, gave it to Danny Garcia. And I watched the fight 3 times. And I couldn't find 8 rounds for Danny Garcia. So maybe somebody out there that's listening, man, that's, you know, sees it a different way, can holler at the mayor, man, 646-200-3838, and we can get it in and we can talk about it. A very good 30-for-30 was shown over the weekend about the Big East, the real Big East, you know what I mean, and how the conference, you know, came to be and how the conference came to be broken down. If you haven't seen it yet, I suggest that you watch it because it's very entertaining. It's very, very entertaining. Some things that I watched that I forgot about, you know what I mean? But it was good to say that you could say that you was there. I saw Pearl Washington. I saw Patrick Ewing, Michael Graham, you know what I mean? Bagley from Boston College, you know what I mean? The McLean brothers at Villanova, you know what I'm saying? So all over the map, the Big East was the conference. So if you got a front on the Big East, then you're definitely fronting because you can't front on the Big East. So that 30 for 30 special was very, very, very entertaining, and I think they're the best in the business that do it when it comes down to documenting, you know, things that happened from back in the days. And now the youngsters, you know, can get a perspective of how it was back in them days. But there's nothing like being there. Big Monday was the thing to do. You know what I mean? ESPN had it on lock. You know what I mean? So that was a big thing on Monday nights, man. The Big East had it popping. Let me get my due diligence out the way. Over 7 in the building. Over7.com. I see you. Thanks for sponsoring the show tonight. Big Rich in the building. Miss Lavina's in the building. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Belvin, KL. They brought KL into the world earlier this week, man. Big shout out to them for that. You know what I mean? And I hope she's healthy and, you know, she's doing her thing. And I'm definitely happy for y'all, man. And hope that everything is everything and everything works out, man, and get back on the air real soon. And that's what it is. So I've been out the loop, man, because I haven't been feeling well, man, but it's all good. I'm here on Tuesday nights holding it down, doing my thing, man, and I'm ready to rock, man, real talk. And so that's how it's going down. So don't want to really get into the baseball talk yet, because as soon as I start getting busy with it, the phones are going to start blowing up. They blowing up already, but I don't know why you're not pressing 1, which you got nothing to talk about. Holler at the mayor, man, because I could do this. You know what I'm saying? So if you just want to listen and all that good stuff, get your popcorn, peanut butter and jelly, whatever you do, you know what I mean, and prepare to get down and rock out with the mayor. Back to the NCAA tournament, man. This bracket stuff is serious, man. As far as I'm concerned, the brackets are real serious. You know, I didn't even do a lot of brackets because I'm not really into doing 25,000 different brackets. You know what I'm saying? I do like 2 or 3. You know, and towards the end of the show tonight, I'm going to reveal my Final Four, and let's see what it does, and if it compares to your Final Four. Play-in game right now, you got Albany 61, Mount St. Mary's 56, 5:47 left to play in the second half. about to start at 9:10. You got North Carolina State against Xavier. That's going to be a good game. That's another play-in game. So basically, what happens is they got four teams that probably wouldn't have gotten in, you know, any other way. So now you get a chance to play in, like, you know, just go see the number one team in whatever bracket that they're going to be playing in and solve it like that. NBA, I'm macro all over the place again. Phil Jackson back to the Knicks. Carmelo's got one foot out the door. Sacramento Kings signed Royce White to a second 10-day contract. So I guess he got his little flying thing out the way or whatever, because you know he's flying if he's playing out there in Sacramento. You know what I mean? It's just been a wild week, man. Everything is everything. You got Phil Jackson. You got, you know, baseball popping off. You know what I'm saying? You got the NFL free agency thing going crazy. You know, and people just want to, you know, talk about what they want to talk about, man. So we here for you, man. So quick score update right quick. Miami Heat 59, Cleveland 58, third quarter. Toronto 36, Atlanta 35. 4:45 left to go in the half out there. And so that's just basically what it is. I'm about to go into my baseball thing because the phones is, you know, they say the phones is lit up or whatever. Nobody's pressing one, but it's all good. I'm about to start my baseball talk. So now, if you press one, you might be on digital delay for a minute. I'm just being 100% honest with you. All right? So I'm going to talk, and when I feel like letting you in, then you're going to come in. Because the line's been open, the line is blowing up, nobody's pressing one, so now I want to hear myself talk. So that's what it is. So we're going to start out like that. So we're going to go to the National League East first. You know what I mean? National League East, man. Wow. That's a division that should really be better than what it is. I'm just going to tell you the truth. That division should be better than what it is. You got the Braves, you got the Nationals, you got the Mets, right? So I don't understand that you know, people are saying that the Atlanta Braves are going to just come in and tear things up. You know, the Uptons, you know, one of them had a decent season. The other one had a garbage season. As you figure it out, Justin had a decent season. He started off, and he hit 14 home runs last April. Justin Upton. And B.J. Upton didn't do nothing all year. They won the division because Washington fell off last year. You know what I mean? They still were trying to toy with Steven Strasburg, you know, and I'm just going to get down to the gist of it. I'm just going to say, man, in the National League East, I'm picking the Washington Nationals. All right, now you want to start ringing. Hold the phone. Hold up. Okay, let me finish. Then I got you. Okay? Because you had your minute. You know what I'm saying? I'll be trying to get you on the line. Hold the line. Let me finish my thought. Then I got you. Atlanta Braves, they just suffered an injury to Chris Medlin. Okay, so I don't know how soon he's going to be back, but that's definitely going to affect them toward and their role for the season. I think the Washington Nationals, man, with Matt Williams as the manager, he's going to bring that intensity and that no joke, you know, to the Washington situation. And the bell is ringing, but I don't know who that is on the line. So welcome to the Bigger Show, whoever you are. What's good?
What's up? This is Barry, man. What's up, man?
Yeah, man. What's happening?
What's up? So what you talking about, the baseball now?
Huh?
What you talking about, baseball, right?
Yes, man.
Yeah. So, yes. The Yankees look good, man. They were, even though spring training.
I'm not talking about the Yankees right now. I'm talking about the National League East.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so don't you got some to contribute, or are you just a Yankee, or you just want to talk about the Yankees? If you want to just talk about the Yankees, we could do that. But I do my division picks. I go with division by division.
Okay, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I do with it, huh?
Okay, I'll let you finish.
Okay, so. Like I was saying, I got the Washington Nationals to win the National League East because I feel like Strasburg is going to let him do his thing this year. Gio Gonzalez, they got Doug Fister from Detroit, you know what I mean? And I think their pitching staff is one of the toughest in the National League. And Matt Williams is going to do his thing as far as managing is concerned. In the Central, you know what it is in the Central, man. St. Louis all day. Mike Matheny and the Cardinals, man, they got that division on lock. Cincinnati don't really want it. You know what I mean? And okay, Chicago Cubs, Milwaukee Brewers, Pittsburgh Pirates, they lost A.J. Burnett. I think that's going to affect them. They're gonna go backwards. The Pirates are going to go backwards. I think they Gerrit Cole, could have used another year of A.J. Burnett. You know what I mean? And A.J. Burnett went to Philadelphia. I have no idea why he went to the Phillies, but he's gone to Philadelphia. So my pick for the National League Central is the St. Louis Cardinals. My pick in the National League West is the San Francisco Giants. I think the Giants, with the addition of Tim Hudson, and Mike Morris is going to be a beast out there in San Francisco, but he's also going to be a liability in the outfield. So I think Bruce Bochy has his ducks in a row, and he's ready for the San Francisco Giants to do some things. My wild card picks are going to be the Atlanta Braves and the Los Angeles Dodgers, and you do what you will with that. So, Barry, what's good, man? You want to talk about the Yankees? Let's get it popping. What's up?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that they look really good. You know, they look like with Tristera in there, and they look solid, like the old Yankees again. They rock the Red Sox.
Nah. Let me stop you before you get ahead. No such thing as the old Yankees. The old Yankees was what? Teixeira, Cano, Jeter, A-Rod. That's, no. You know what I mean? I just think that the Yankees, go ahead.
I mean, they look like they got a winning way again. There's nothing going to be, nothing.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Yep. Yep, the pitch. If we could get some good pitching all season long, Pineda's been looking good so far in the spring training. Pineda's been looking good. Tanaka's been looking decent. CC's all right. You know what I mean? So as far as if we could keep that rocking, my dude, and I hear what you're saying. If you know, getting Mark Teixeira back is like signing a free agent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting him back is like signing. And I need Mark Teixeira to give me at least 25, man, and 90 at least.
Right.
Because he's been gone too long, Barry. You feel me?
Yeah, and you know what, man?
He's been gone too long.
They said there's too many outfielders, but you know somebody always gets, like last year, somebody always gets hurt. So they can fill in. They're going to have hero and stuff. So there's always going to be injuries. You know, we was injury riddled last year. We didn't have nobody.
Uh-huh.
So
no doubt.
It's going to happen. So it's going to have an overflow and stuff. And even the pitching does look good, like you said. You know, at least if you have an overflow, there's always going to be injuries during the season, so we can kind of fill in.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to say. We're never going to be like the old dominant Yankees. No.
How many wins do you see the Yankees getting this season?
I think they're going to get in the playoffs without the wild card. They're going to compete. They just fell off. It was like kind of a joke, even though they tried to their best to the end. But I think they're going to be way more competitive this season, I hope. That's what it looks like.
And what is that? What does that add up to? 80 wins, 90 wins?
Probably like 92 wins. 90 wins.
Okay. All right. I'll buy that. 92 wins. Any other opinions about the Yankees as far as what about Brian McCann? How does he look to you?
He looks good. I mean, you know what? When he was with the Braves, I thought he was a cocky, arrogant son, but that's what we need. We need something like that because our catches was just like it was a joke last year with Chris Stewart. He was a good guy, but it was a joke. And,
mm-hmm.
He brings some, like, he reminds me a little bit like Thurman Munson, like a nose.
I was getting ready to say that. Thank you. Give them a round of applause for saying that. You're right. You are absolutely right. That's who he reminds you of. You know what I mean? Because he stands his ground. No pun intended. You know what I'm saying? He stands his ground, and he's going to bring that grit. He's going to bring that toughness, man. You know what I mean? And I'm mad that they changed the rule about blocking the plate because that eliminates some of them home plate collisions. You know what I'm saying? So,
it would have been on the poppers.
Yeah, man. And I think that Brian McCann, he's left-handed. He might hit 25 home runs this season.
Right.
You know,
I thought he was like cocky with the Braves, but, you know, when I look at it, we really need that. He even needs to take charge, you know. We need that.
That's right. You are absolutely correct, sir. That's right. Because if that's one thing that we had was the grittiness, man. You know? And if you have that, especially if you have that in your field, in your catcher, you know, who takes control of the game, who knows how to, you know, deal with the staff, because he's going to be catching everybody from Tanaka to CC, to Pineda to Nova. So he's going to have to really definitely take control and take charge back there, man, do his thing, and as well swing a hot bat.
Right, and all those are different personalities, and he's going to be the one that can do it.
Yes, sir. That's right. What do you think Derek Jeter's going to do this year?
I think he's going to bounce back, not great, but he's going to be, you know, he's not a loser. So he had the injury, so, you know, they've been doubting him for a couple years, and I think he's going to do something solid. I don't know how durable he's going to be, but when he does play, I think he'll be pretty good. I don't know how long he's going to last.
That's what it is.
Yeah, if they give him rest, if Girardi knows how to, you know, shuffle good, so. That's why we got them extra plays with the DH and everything. I think, you know, we don't have too many plays that's good because, like I said, there's going to be injuries or you got to rest people because some guys are old, too, like Gita and stuff, so you got to preserve them, so.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have a definite rotation, you know what I'm saying? And again, you're going to be able to say, like, take Beltran out the lineup so he could DH. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and if
take
Ichiro
out
right
the lineup.
And then we can put Ichiro on right field.
You can put Ichiro on right.
Right.
Because like I said that like a month ago, man. We got one of the toughest defensive outfields in baseball. I challenge anybody to come up with a better defensive outfield than the Yankees this season.
Look
we
at
got Beltran, we got Ellsbury, and we got Gardner. What else you need?
Yeah.
You know, and then, like you said, say Gardner needs a blow. We could put Soriano out there. We could put Ichiro in right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could give Ellsbury a blow, let him DH and put Gardner in center.
Yeah, so we got to really go
in the rest, we could put Ichiro in center. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I like how the Yankees are moving this season. I like the things that have been done, you know what I mean? And I'm looking forward to us doing some things. And that was kind of like the segue, man, so I'm going to talk about the American League East. Toughest division in baseball, man.
Yeah.
You know, toughest division in baseball. You got the Red Sox, Tampa Bay Rays, which nobody's talking about. You know what I mean? You got the Baltimore Orioles, man. Manny Machado, man, probably missed opening day. Shout out to the young Jack, man, Manny Machado. And then you got the Toronto Blue Jays. I picked Toronto last year to win the division because, you know, they had Jose Reyes coming over. They had R.A. Dickey, Josh Johnson, and Mark Burley, you know what I mean, along with Encarnacion and the rest of their team, and they turned up a goose egg for me, but it's all good. My pick to win the American League East, the Yankees. I picked them to finish third last year, and they finished third last year. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really know that much, but I picked them to finish third back in like last March. And they finished third, so it is what it is. But this year, I'm picking my Yankees to win the division. I got faith in them, and I think that, you know, over the long haul, Tanaka's going to prove to be worth the money, well spent. I think it'll be worth the money.
And, you know, I picked the Yankees first, but then, you know what, man, anybody could come second in that division. It could be Baltimore, the Rays, or the Red Sox, or the Blue Jays are good, but they're on paper. A lot of times in any sport, you see a lot of
Blue Jays stink, yo. The Blue Jays stink. And look at it, because you know what? I'm going to tell you something. R.A. Dickey got signed. They gave R.A. Dickey won the Cy Young. He gave him all that money. His knuckleball did not work in Toronto. Maybe it was because they left the roof open. Maybe because they left the roof open. You know what I'm saying? No, real talk, B. Real talk. Maybe they left the roof open, and you know how that knuckleball tends to stay up.
Right.
You know what I mean? When the roof is closed, the knuckleball tends to drop and tends to do, you know, whatever he wanted to do, but it didn't do that last year. Hold the phone. I got you. Thank you.
Okay.
It didn't do that. You know what I mean? So I'm not really, you know, too keen on Toronto this season. I just think it's going to be all about the Yankees. It's going to be a great season. The Red Sox are going to step up as well. You know what I mean? So I'm looking up to some classic Yankees and Red Sox material this season. I didn't forget about what Johnny Gomes said. You know what I mean? Way back in, like, January. We didn't forget, so now's the time to play the Piper, baby. It's going down. Yankee baseball all day in 2014. We got Hollywood in the building. Hollywood, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show.
What up? Mr. Mayor, Mr. Barry, how y'all doing tonight?
Everything's everything, my G.
I got on the conversation just in time, talking about my Yankees.
Yes,
sir. Wow, Yankees.
Yeah.
And, sir, I know it's still spring training, but you have to be impressed with Juan Michael Pineda. I mean, he's out of control.
I mean, you know, that's your man. That's your man. I give it to you. That's your man. You called it. You called it. That's the man.
I saw that. I saw him pitching today, and I was like, "This is what he's gonna bring up." And then
that's all he gotta do. That's all he gotta do.
He's still a little wild. He'll tell you. He'll be the first to tell you he's not pitching the best that he can pitch, and that could be very scary.
That could be very scary.
And then Soriano today with that bat speed was real.
That's what it is.
Like,
getting close, ain't it?
Getting close, brother. 12 days away, and we ready to do battle out in Houston. And you know, I'm just, and I want to say this on the record right now. A lot of people are making a lot out of Derek Jeter's slow spring start. But let me tell you something. For Jeter, it's not about the numbers. It's about him just showing everybody he can stay healthy.
Right,
he's gonna be fine.
That he can still do it. I'm not worried about Derek Jeter, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about Derek Jeter. I think Derek Jeter is gonna go out on his shield, man, you know, and I think that there's going to be more baseball to come and more baseball from him after the last regular season game at Yankee Stadium for Derek Jeter, you know what I mean? So it's going to be playoff baseball this year, definitely in the Bronx. It's definitely going to be playoff baseball. We got the bell ringing. I have no idea who's on the line, but welcome to the bigger show anyway. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's good?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What's happening? Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, I know you there. You know Kia with that. Huh?
How are you guys?
Everybody's good. Yeah.
Okay.
How's your phone?
I'm totally fine. There's nothing wrong with my phone.
What's up? What's on your mind?
I don't have an AP, and I'm just getting into North, so, you know, like,
why are you always tempting fate calling the show? You need to be somewhere where you're safe at, yo.
Because I'm not nowhere near home. If I go home, I'm going to miss the show. I'm not nearby.
We're concerned about your safety and welfare. You know what I'm saying?
I'm all right. I'm good.
All right.
Well,
because I'm telling you right now, me and the FTD florist don't get along. So, you know, knock on wood. Don't let no happen. Now I got to get you new flowers because, you know.
Because ain't nothing going to happen. You might get some
iron on joints or something like that. But what's happening? What's going on here? What's going on?
I can't.
Yeah, hey, Hollywood, I'm having. It goes down, man. This is what I do, man. I'm having some fun, man.
Mr. Mayor, did you figure out what day we're gonna go do the meet and greet at the stadium?
I'm working on that. I'm trying to work on that now, man. And you know, I heard you talking about it. A couple of other people inquired about it, man. And it's definitely gonna be on a Saturday, man. But I'm trying to figure out what it is and how we can all get like seats together, unless we could do it at the bars or like across the street or whatever from Yankee Stadium. It depends, man. It's the majority rule. Whatever the people want to do, man. It's whatever the people want.
I have to be in the stadium to scream.
I hear you. That's I'm with you on that. I'd rather be in the stadium and we could kick it and da 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 da. You know what I mean? But
here, you coming?
We'll figure that out, man. I have something more definitive, man, up in the near future coming up for you. Kia.
Oh,
Lord. She's swimming right now. She's underwater.
Yes,
she's
I know, my dude.
Phone.
Yes, 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 sir. Yeah, yes, yes. Aqua Boogie.
Kia, make sure you email me your address, and I'll send you a new phone. I got you, because I need to hear your voice. Especially this time of the year, Miss Kid, with the NCAA tournament, I gotta hear your voice.
Speaker. I don't need a new phone. It's because it's on speaker, and it's not near my mouth. That's the reason why I'm talking.
Okay, all right. So, Kia, what's on your mind? You want to talk about the Yankees? What's up? What's good?
No, I want to talk about that little last lick you had said.
What about it?
What did you say?
Was I lying? Was I lying?
If I knew what you were saying, I would answer. I didn't know what you had said. That's what I'm asking you. I asked you how was your phone. That's what I asked you. And I said my phone was fine. You said something else. Okay.
So now what,
Eddie, concerned about your safety?
I said I was concerned about your safety. And you was like, you good. So now what?
Whatever. Okay, fine. What about this game? What day is that game? Saturday? What game was this game supposed to be? What team is the Yankees playing that day?
We passed that, yo. We passed that, yo.
What day is that game? What
game?
What game? What game are you talking about?
Oh, God, we ain't getting to that yet, yo. If your phone wasn't in and out and you was at home, you know what I mean? You wouldn't be in and out. I'm just saying.
I know we
didn't. You didn't get there yet.
Whatever. I know we're in home. I got to do what I got to do.
Okay.
If I go off, I'm going to let you out. Put it that way.
Okay. But I don't want you to, I want you to be safe. That's all I'm saying. That's
I
it.
I am going to be safe. I don't live near the
okay.
city, so I don't live, I can't get out.
Oh, you talking about what I said? I'm going to bring you some iron or flowers?
You don't need to bring me no flowers.
That's what I said. Oh. Don't get into no car accident.
Okay,
not
I want to go.
Don't let nothing happen because I can't help you.
I have a question for both of y'all.
It's because I'm about to come across a lot of fluid cops. That's why.
When is the wedding?
Yeah, but don't be. Why are you jamming yourself up like that? You don't got to jam yourself
I'm
up.
I'm not jamming myself up because I tried to sit here when you were saying about the ticket.
Oh, hey, Barry.
Okay. Go ahead.
Barry, you got your suit ready for the wedding, bro?
I mean, I got to go get it ordered.
Oh, my goodness.
Sound like me
and
somebody else on the radio.
Hey, Barry wears a size something.
I look forward to Tuesday nights for the couples counseling. I'm not going to lie to
you.
Yeah,
listen, man. I come on, son.
You're a kid, boy. I tell you.
You still haven't given us your opinion about the Yankees yet. I'm trying to involve you in the conversation.
Who, me?
Kia.
Oh,
she's, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Moving right along. Let's talk about the tournament, man.
Hi, Cass, I've seen them.
You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. I cannot do this. I can't do it. This is not the move.
Oh, my God.
Barry, man, what's up? What's on your mind, man? Who you got for the tournament, man?
I don't know. I'm kind of lost on that a little bit, but I'm going for Louisville no matter
what. Lost?
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going
to Hollywood, who you got, man?
Oh, I got Wichita State. There's something about that team.
That's a nice way to go out on a limb.
There's something about that team. You know, I keep hearing, you know, I got to tell you like this. It's like, you know, not change the subject. It's like everybody is not getting so hyped about the Knicks winning six games because it gets mediocre teams, but they're on the schedule, and that's just how I feel about Wichita State. They might be in
a
weak conference.
Who you got them playing, Hollywood?
Huh?
I got them going, too. Who you have them playing against?
Who do I have them playing against? I'm going to tell you who. Well, I'm going to say this in two parts. I have them playing against Michigan State, and it would not surprise me if Michigan State win the whole thing. Because I made a post.
I got them playing Kansas.
I made a post on Facebook the other day, and I said, you know, it seemed like Michigan State and Mr. Izzo, I mean, I don't care how they start off the season, but when they're getting closer and closer to that tournament time, they just play some basketball. And that victory that they had against Michigan the other day, that was really impressive.
Yeah.
It's something about Michigan State when it comes down to tournament time. So, you know,
you
don't be surprised.
I agree with you with that, but I got Kansas going. I got Wichita State in Kansas.
I'm glad you fixed your phone key. I can hear you clear now.
Because I am not a speaker. If I'm on speaker, it's because I'm driving and I'm in work. You know, I'm driving, so I can't put up to my face.
So you got a little hookup. Do you have a little hookup with the police that they can let you drive and talk on the phone all at the same time?
Well, yeah, because of my tag and my thing on my truck, yeah.
Okay, all right. You need to mail me up something so I can get through the police the same way talking to the driver.
That's just the brother.
Oh,
that's just my brother.
All right,
but
so,
Wichita, going back to Wichita State, I mean, you know, granted, I mean, who did Wichita State play that was, who did they play that was powerful this year that they beat? I haven't watched their schedule. I didn't go back and look at their schedule, but maybe Mr. Mayor can help me with that. Who did Wichita State beat?
Nobody. They played in the Missouri Valley Conference. Okay, they won the Missouri Valley Conference outright, finished 34-0. But the same question was asked of them last year.
when they went to the Final Four. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a year experience makes them a year better. You know, the teams that they didn't really beat anybody of note. They didn't play anybody of note. You know what I mean? They beat Tulsa, Western Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Davidson. You know what I mean? Southern Illinois. So, again, you know, the same conversation that people had last year about Wichita State, and, you know, they don't play anybody, they didn't beat anybody at note, but still in all, when it comes down to tournament time, they rocked and went straight to the Final Four last year. So, regardless of, I'm not really going to buy into, you know, them not, you know, playing anybody or that thing like that or whatever, but, again, you got to respect what they did, man. You know, you got to respect what Wichita State did. Well, I mean, everybody's not picking Wichita State to win it. That's what I'm saying. You got to respect what they did. You know what I mean? During the season, man, to be 34-0 and ready to rock out, man. I like their team. Clay Anthony Early is that dude. You know what I mean? And the point guard, Van Fleet, he's averaging 5 assists a game or whatever, and he can make it happen. But, again, stranger things have happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know what your final four looks like. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna get into my final four towards the end of the show, man. But yeah, I think Wichita State, man, you know, earned their respect. You know. So I mean, last year in the tournament, who did they play last year in the tournament, man? Who did they beat? I can't remember off the top of my head now. I got so much other stuff popping off. Wichita State.
They lost in the Elite Eight, though.
They lost to Louisville in the Final Four.
In the Final Four, yeah.
But you know what? They beat Pittsburgh. They beat Gonzaga. They beat LaSalle. They beat Ohio State. And they lost to Louisville.
Now, see, that goes to my next point now. See, I was going to ask you, so it wouldn't surprise you either which way with Wichita State, that they can win it all or they could get bumped first round. I mean, strange things happen. But so to ask you this question based on last year about Wichita State, do you think it was so much the other teams playing against them, it was more of the element of surprise, not knowing anything really about them, or did Wichita State just go out and just play their game and won that game?
I think Wichita State went out there and played their game. Because, again, you know, going back to the tournament again, you know, they played Pittsburgh, Big East, right? 73-55. Mm-hmm. They beat Gonzaga by 6. They beat LaSalle by 14. They beat Ohio State by 4. And then they lost by 4 to Louisville. You know what I mean? Mm. So, again, I don't think Wichita State is going to sneak up on anybody. You know what I mean? But, again, you know, between the lines, once they throw that ball up in the air, Hollywood, it's a whole different story, my G. You know what I mean? And, again, man, you know, people, you know, on the Wichita State bandwagon, people on the Florida bandwagon, you know. But, you know, I think this tournament is going to be wild, man.
It is.
It's going to be wild.
I was shocked at some of the games that was going to be played the first round. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like that.
I don't
that
think
like,
also
like,
you got that.
You know who could be? You know who could be a surprise sleeper team this year? Honestly, Stephen Austin. What is that? Stephen F. Austin. Yeah, a friend of mine who I grew up with, Mike Boynton. He's the assistant coach over there. And I didn't know too much about that school, but just looking at them now, they don't have a bad team. They don't have a bad
team.
They play
BC. They play another team. I'm gonna tell you, they play another. Stephen F. is playing against a team that people were so in love with 2 and 3 years ago.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
BCU.
BCU. They're playing BCU. Shaka Smart and them. Whatever happened? Why nobody talk about Shaka Smart no more?
How come nobody?
You know what I mean? It was all about BCU. Go ahead.
How come nobody gives shout outs to Tommy Hammer from Harvard? I mean, nobody
from Harvard. Harvard, I like Harvard. Harvard's going to beat Cincinnati.
I feel it, too. I feel that, too.
Harvard is
going to
beat Cincinnati, yo. Watch out. Harvard is a team to watch out for, man. Harvard is going to beat Cincinnati. That's my first dart that I'm firing, man. I'm giving
you
the final four towards the end of the show. But that's the first dart I'm firing. Harvard's going to beat Cincinnati. Go ahead.
You don't hear about Harvard until they make it to the tournament. I'm serious. I mean,
they be studying. You know what I mean? They be in there studying and doing all mechanical engineering and biochemical underwater three strokes and all that stuff. They ain't worried about it. But when the tournament turns up, Tommy Amaker got it ready, man. It's a slow, steady, and it's a slow, steady thing for them. I like them. You know who else I like in the tournament, too? San Diego State.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And how I do my brackets is I break all the, into little four packs. You know what I mean? So each region has four. So it's 16 teams in each region. So I take four by four. You know what I'm saying? So and when I see San Diego State, they're playing New Mexico State, okay? And I look at them, I'm saying, okay, now it's time to show and prove. Even more so than a team like your Stephen F. Austin's or your VCU's. You know what I mean? Because San Diego State had a good season, man. They had a real good season, and now it's time to show and prove and represent that, you know, their season wasn't a slouch or wasn't a mirage. Kia, you still on the line? Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, only for tonight, it's up to you, it's your show, if we could go game by game and predict the winner, because I have some upsets already in the first round. This bracket is sick, man. These brackets are sick. These games are crazy. They're crazy. They are crazy.
Yeah, we could do that.
It was one team. It was one team that did not get put in that I was very disappointed about.
No,
SMU.
Don't say SMU. Come on, Hollywood,
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
And anybody felt so sorry for Larry Brown. I don't get it. They lost like three games. In a week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When they started getting the attention, hold on, I'm going to go to their schedule for you, my G.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could do that game-by-game thing real quick, man. You know what I mean? When they was winning all those games, and everything was all good, and they lost their last three games of the season. I think that's what got them bumped, family. They lost to Louisville.
They're
going to
be a fourth
Memphis,
next year, though.
And they lost to Houston.
Next year.
Okay. But they should have been a fourth
team,
this year.
But their whole team is coming back. Coming back, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, but there are people crying about SMU. Oh, SMU got robbed. SMU, no, they didn't. SMU didn't get robbed. SMU got exactly what they deserve.
What you say, Keith?
If they didn't want one of those games, I think you should finish and let me finish my point. If they didn't want one of those games against Louisville or Memphis, maybe they could have got in. That's all. Everybody was Larry Brown and them should have got in. I feel bad. No, you don't. Because they lost three in a row towards the end, the last three games of the season, they lost.
Yeah,
so I don't see, you know, and in the NIT. So they got something for this season. But again, you know, like you said, they got everybody coming back, so maybe they'll be stronger next season. That's how I feel about SMU, man. That's it.
Well, I feel they should have got in.
I do too.
Why do you feel that they should have got in?
Just because those three games.
On the strength of what?
Yes, they lost the three games. The other teams had struggling.
Talking about other teams. We're talking about SMU.
I'm talking about other teams.
Why do you think SMU deserves to get in?
I just think SMU,
Who did they beat to say, okay?
Who did other teams beat
that
they got in
there? But what other team?
I'm talking about SMU. I think they deserve to get in. I think they should have got
in. And I'm asking you why.
Because of those last three games? And I'm saying, so why those last three games they should have got in?
And I could back up my point. So now I'm asking you, why do you think SMU should have got in? Huh?
I'm not saying you can't back up the point because, yes, they did lose three games. I'm not denying that.
I didn't say they lost three games. I said they lost their last three games.
I said the last three games. That's what I'm saying. Yes, they lost their last
three
games.
Okay, all right. But why, back to your original thought, you was like SMU should get in. Why should SMU get in?
I just think they should have got in. Why?
Jeez Louise, why? We might. I don't know. I think they back there before
I
get ready to press that boo button.
Okay.
No. You got so many reasons for everything else. You make statements, but then you don't come. You don't bring nothing to the table. You just be saying stuff.
I'm asking you why.
Why?
I think they should cut in just like you.
You
don't
all you gotta do is say you don't know.
Barry, you have a friend.
All you gotta do is say you don't know. Why?
Barry, you have a friend.
I think they should have got in.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving it too, cause it draws the folk out, yo. Why should SMU have gotten the tournament?
Because Larry Brown is their coach, for crying out loud. Now, come on, kid, throw it at him.
Because no Larry Brown is coach.
I'm only joking.
See, Hollywood, welcome to the show, Hollywood. Why should SMU have gotten the tournament? Nobody knows. Everybody, I can tell you why they shouldn't have gotten the tournament, but you can't tell me why they should. And this is the part that be bugging me out about y'all, yo. Like, why, you know, oh, I just think they should have got, okay, why? Who did they beat that say, okay, to justify them being in the tournament? They lost to Virginia. They lost to Arkansas, who didn't even get in. Really? You going to tell me about some SMU team? And this is before they even got hot. They lost to Arkansas back in November. They won off all them games. They lost to Arkansas. They lost to Virginia. They lost to Cincinnati. They lost to Louisville. They lost to South Florida. Okay? That was early
Memphis.
In the season. They
Memphis.
Lost to Houston. They lost to Louisville. Then they lost to Memphis. Then they lost to Houston again. So, like, I'm saying, why? Hey, Kia, I'm giving you your air. Why should SMU have been in the tournament? Exactly. So moving right along, Hollywood, where you want to start at, man? What region you want to start, man?
Wherever you want, bro. Let's go up to the top. Let's go to number one.
What region do you want to start in, man?
East.
Okay. That's what I asked you, in the east. All right, what you got?
Let me get everything together here. Hold on a second.
Yeah, hold on a second. Look at this. Moonlight is burning, my G.
No, I'm getting the breakfast, brother. I'm getting the breakfast. Bear me. I'm trying to do a couple things at one time.
Okay.
I ain't gonna get into all that.
And
we got
I'm still waiting for Kia to give me an answer why SMU, whenever you're ready, I got you. Why SMU should have been in the tournament. This is why I love it. I can do it all day. All right, you got Virginia and Coastal Carolina. Who you got, Hollywood? I got the brackets right here in front of me, man.
Oh, please, Virginia. I got it too now. I got my bracket. Virginia.
Okay.
Easy,
then you got
easy.
Memphis and George Washington.
That's going to be a good game, but I'm going to get that to Memphis.
All right. I hope you write this down. I'm not. Cincinnati or Harvard?
Cincinnati.
Bugging. Harvard's going to win that game. Michigan State and Delaware. And
Michigan
I don't even
State.
Know why we're going this game by game when you already got your final two or whatever, right?
I haven't completed my brackets yet. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, you haven't completed your brackets yet. Now the truth comes out. Okay. Applaud that.
I never said I hasn't completed his brackets yet.
Okay. I got you. All right. So Michigan State and Delaware.
Michigan State.
Got you. North Carolina and Providence.
Tar Heels.
Got you. Iowa State and North Carolina, whatever.
Iowa State.
Connecticut and St. Joe's.
St. Joseph on the upset.
You think so, right? I like that. But you know what? Shabazz Napier is going to – and I watched St. Joe's over the weekend, though, so I see where you're coming from with that one. I still
not
telling tell you that we always have it copied, right? You know
yeah,
what
I'm
mean?
Not impressed by Connecticut either.
Yeah, yeah. I think that they started off as kind of a surprise, man, because Shabazz Napier was doing his thing early in the season. And, even though they were in the American Association final, you know what I mean, they lost or whatever, and a seven seed is, you know, maybe what they deserve, a seven seed. But, I'm with you on that one. I think St. Joe's can do some things. Villanova against Milwaukee, man.
Shaky Villanova will win. And I say
shaky.
Yeah.
2 and 15, huh?
Okay.
It's something about, I mean, I like Jay Wright as a coach. It's just something about that Villanova team that just, you know, they have a good team. Javon Pinkston, young man I know from before, I mean, he's a very good player. But it's something about Villanova. It's something just about Villanova that I just don't like, and I don't see them.
You can't put your finger on it, huh?
I don't know. I mean, they might shut me up and win the whole doggone tournament. I mean, miracles do happen.
Not being 86th in field goal percentage and 30th in the country and points per game. But okay, so you got Villanova. And so now what you want to do now? You want to stay in the East second round, or what you want to do?
We can stay in the East.
Okay. All right. So keep it rocking, my dude. It's on you.
I have
second
Virginia.
Round you got now, what?
I got Virginia over Memphis.
Virginia over, that sounds like it's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a very good
Virginia
game.
Virginia and Memphis.
But you know
what?
Where did
Virginia come from? Because November, December, nobody wasn't talking about Virginia.
And people still not
talking
about
Virginia.
They wasn't
even playing good ball. Yeah, you know, okay, so you got Virginia over Memphis. Okay, then you got Cincinnati and Michigan State. Who you got?
Michigan State.
Okay. Then you got North Carolina and Iowa State. Who you got?
That's going to be a great game.
Yes, man.
I have North Carolina. I mean, it's going to be one of the
games. Going to show up? Okay. You got St. Joe's and Villanova.
St. Joe's going to beat Villanova.
Okay. All right.
That's
so
why
St.
I told
Joe's
you Villanova
is
shaky to me.
All right.
On to the third round.
Right. So you got St. Joe's in the Sweet 16?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I got you, my dude. All right, so now you got you had UVA and Memphis. So what is it? Virginia and Michigan State.
Oh boy, you know where I'm going. Michigan State.
No,
Michigan
I don't know where
State.
You going. Where you going?
Michigan State.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So Virginia's gonna be a number one seed to get knocked off. Okay.
Yes.
Michigan State. All right. Then you got St. Joe's against North Carolina.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you got the East region is going to be Michigan State and North Carolina.
That, Mayor, I'm telling you, this is going to be one of the hardest games I'm ever going to be able to root for. And I'm going to tell you something. I am going with the Cinderella little team here right now. I'm going St. Joe's.
I hear you. Somebody got to do it.
It's all, A couple years ago it was Gonzaga.
It was Gonzaga 2 years in a row, right? It was Butler, George Washington. You know what I mean? So yeah, you're right.
And what's the other team that the coaches ended up taking over with? Oh man, they was like the surprise team. Oh man,
from
like
last year, two years ago. Florida Gulf Coast.
No, not Florida Gulf Coast. No. It was the other guy. God. Is it Stevens, the coach?
Brad Stevens.
I don't know. I can't remember the team right now. No,
yeah,
it's not Butler. It's somebody else. I'm really, like, really right now upset with myself that I don't know about this.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, man.
Whatever. So now we got Virginia. We have Virginia. Or who we have left? We have Michigan State versus.
We ain't got nobody left. You said that you was going to take because you had Michigan State and St. Joe's in the East Regional Final.
And I'm picking Michigan State.
Okay. I'll take that.
Right, Michigan State Final Four. Yes.
All right, so we're going to take it to the South. We're going to take it to the South. All right.
Yes,
Albany 71, Mount St. Mary 64. So Albany will play Florida.
I didn't care if St. Mary's won. Same results, Florida.
All right, Florida. Colorado and Pittsburgh.
That's going to be a very good game. Colorado.
Okay.
It's going to be a good game.
VCU and Stephen F. Austin. We got to hurry up because I got to get some other people in. VCU and Stephen F. Austin.
Stephen F. Austin.
like them upsets, don't you? UCLA and Tulsa.
UCLA.
All right. Ohio State and Dayton.
Ohio State.
All right. And Syracuse and Western Michigan.
West Syracuse. Syracuse. I want to message you there.
All right. That second round matchup that you hooked up with Florida and Colorado, man. What are you seeing?
Florida.
All right. Stephen F. against who you said? UCLA?
UCLA. Stephen F.
Okay. And you said Ohio State and Syracuse, right? And I'm leaving one out. I'm leaving one out. My bad. I'm leaving one out. New Mexico against Stanford.
New Mexico.
All right. And Kansas against Eastern Kentucky.
Jayhawks.
All right. Kansas against New Mexico.
Great game. Great game. Wow. I want to say New Mexico. Kansas.
All right. Syracuse and Ohio State.
Syracuse.
All right. Syracuse and Kansas.
Kansas. Wiggins is going to be a factor that game. Big time.
Florida against Stephen F. Austin.
Stephen F.
Should be hard, man. One against the 12.
Stephen F. Austin.
So Stephen F. Austin is going to knock Florida off.
Yes.
That's what you're telling me.
That's what I'm predicting.
All right, we got this. Okay, all right. So Stephen F. Austin against Kansas.
Kansas.
All right, so you got Kansas and Michigan State on one side of the Final Four.
Yes.
Real quick, man, because we got to keep this moving. Who you got in the West, man, coming out the West? You got the bracket right in front of you, right?
Yeah, I'm looking hard here, man. I'm trying to see where the upset going to be at. Arizona, San Diego State.
Okay. You got them coming out or you got them getting upset?
I got them coming out in the Final Four.
Okay, so you got San Diego State, Kansas, Michigan State, and who else?
Last team, of course, Wichita State.
Okay, got you. Got you. Anybody else want to add their Final Fours to the mix, man? Was that the Final Four that you put up for the $1 billion?
I didn't sign up for the billion.
You didn't do one? I got you, my G. I got you.
I'll kill myself.
Barry, you still in the building?
Yeah, I'm still here, brother.
Who you like, man? I want to get some other opinions, man. Who you like, man, in the Final Four?
I know. I think Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Utah State. Wait, why y'all laughing?
Utah State.
No, he said Wichita State, I think.
Wichita State. Florida and Duke.
Duke?
Can't be.
Okay. All right, he said Duke. Yeah. Kia, who you got in the Final Four?
Creighton, Wichita State, Kansas, and MSU. Wichita State University.
What?
I didn't hear what she said. She said Creighton.
Creighton, Wichita State, Kansas, and MSU, Michigan State.
Okay. All right, Creighton. I think that matchup, I'm going to take it back to the South for a minute. The matchup that Hollywood was talking about with Colorado and Pittsburgh, I think Pittsburgh has been playing some of the best ball in the last couple of weeks. I think Pittsburgh is a team to watch. I like that. I'm looking forward to that second round matchup with Florida and Pittsburgh. I think that's going to be a great game. I think Jamie Dixon is one of the coaches that's on the up, you know, on the come up, you know what I mean? And him and Billy Donovan, they're going to really, really go at it. And I think that if Pittsburgh can knock off Florida, I just don't think that Billy Donovan is his team is going to be ready. I don't think there are any real pros on that Florida squad. Like in years past, you know what I mean? Scotty Wilbekin is all right. You know what I mean? But if you're just all right, you know what I mean? Does that mean that you're going to, you know, blow up in the NBA or whatever? I'm not really sure about that, man. I like that first round. I like that second round matchup. If it happens, I like Pittsburgh. Another matchup that I'm looking forward to is going to be my Syracuse Orangemen against Ohio State in the second round. Now, Hollywood, check it out. You got Aaron Craft for Ohio State, right? Against the homie, right? Ennis. Right? What kind of point guard matchup is that going to be? Tyler Ennis and Aaron Craft. They're going to be trying to steal the ball from each other all day. You know? And I like that matchup right there. The Cincinnati Harvard in the first round, I think Harvard's going to beat Cincinnati, you know, backdoor them to death. They're going to backdoor Cincinnati to death. What's your Cinderella team? Real quick, I need a Cinderella team from everybody. I already know Hollywood, Stephen F. Austin. You got a Cinderella team, Kia? Kentucky?
I don't really have a Cinderella team.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I mean, as far as a Cinderella is concerned, man, I would hate to sound like that, but would you call Michigan a Cinderella?
No.
Okay.
Not somebody like.
Would you call North Carolina a Cinderella, even though they're number six seed? Okay.
No.
All right. So we done talked about the tournament, man, and I really wanted to go in depth with it, man, but. You know, it is what it is over here, man. After further reviews in the building, man, 646-200-3838. You got the mayor in the building, man. Talking a little NCAA tournament basketball. The women's side gets announced Monday. And that was yesterday, you know what I mean? And we'll get into that. I'll get in that during the week, man, after further review or whatever. I wanted to touch some more on some baseball, you know what I mean? I wanted to finish my picks. I was on the American League East. I picked the Yankees to win the division this year. The American League Central, I'm picking the Cleveland Indians to win. Last year, I told, you know, some people to watch out for them because Terry Francona was going to, you know, have Cleveland, you know, with a winning attitude. And they did their numbers, man. They fell a little bit short or whatever. But this year, I think the Cleveland Indians are going to come full bear. Justin Masterson's no joke. A year experience that, like, that they... Hello?
Yeah,
I don't know what's up with that echo or whatever, but Cleveland Indians, man, going to win the American League Central. The American League West is going to be Oakland. The Oakland A's are going to win the American League West. The wild card teams are going to be Kansas City Royals and the Texas Rangers. Those are going to be the wild card teams. So if you missed it from earlier, I had Washington winning the National League East. St. Louis winning the National League Central, the Giants, San Francisco Giants winning the National League West, with the wild cards being the Braves and the Dodgers. The American League East, I had the Yankees. Central, I got the Cleveland Indians. In the West, I got the Oakland Athletics, with the wild cards being Kansas City Royals and the Texas Rangers. So anybody want to touch on? Go ahead.
Yes.
I have Washington Nationals coming out the National League East. And
Washington Nationals
coming out the East.
Uh-huh.
I have, as the National League Central, I have the Cards coming out. I have Red second. That was a toss-up. Then the Central of the National League, one of the West, I have the Dodgers coming out.
Okay. Who's your wild card?
Coming out the, I didn't do the wild card, but I'm going to look at that in a few minutes. Yankees coming out, of course. The American, and I have, by the Mount West, I have the Rangers coming out. But out of the Central, I have the Royals coming out.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Royals, you gotta watch them, man.
No, I'm telling you, Kia, you and I got, like, almost the exact.
I have the Royals, I have the Royals, Indians, Tigers, White Sox, and Twins. That's my lineup for the Central. For the Yankees, you got the Yankees, Rays, Orioles, Red Sox, and Blue Jays.
You picked the
and
Red Sox to finish fourth?
Well, yeah, I got the other teams ahead of that.
Okay.
I got the American League.
You
West,
picked the
Rays
to finish second?
Yes, I got the Rays to finish second.
Okay.
Then I got, for the American League West, I got the Rangers, Angels, Athletics, Marlins, and Astros.
The Marlins, you said?
I mean Mariners, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Mariners finished for fourth. Mm. Sorry.
You
and
said?
Then on the West, I got the Dodgers, Giants, Padres, Diamondbacks, and Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the Cards, I got the Reds, I got the Pirates, Brewers, and what's the name, the finishing last. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
So,
and that's all
right, so,
I mean,
go ahead.
I think so, the Twins is White, the Royals, Indians, Tigers, White Sox, and Twins.
Okay, all right. So, you got the Tigers, I think the Tigers took a hit. Iglesias is out until the All-Star break. So
who's out?
That's Iglesias, the shortstop for Detroit.
Oh, yeah. I didn't saw my signing, Drew.
Yeah,
I just saw that, too. I just saw that.
The Mets should have got Stephen Drew, man.
They should still get
but
Stephen Drew.
The Mets
the
don't spend no
joke.
Money, man. The Mets, they happy with Curtis Granderson.
Tejada's a joke, bro. Tejada's a joke.
Huh?
Tejada is a joke. Ruben Tejada is a joke.
Yeah. Ruben, yeah. You're right.
You could put him in the same page with Jesus Montero. They are jokes.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But my picks, I have the Yankees coming out of the East, of course.
Mm-hmm.
In the Central, I have the Royals as well. I think the Royals are going to be a lot better than people. I really do. And look at last year. They finished out, what was it, 7 or 8 games out. And they got better over the year. And they're surrounding people with Shields because they're trying to keep Shields to stay, who I think is one of the most underrated pitchers in baseball, if you ask me. He doesn't get enough recognition.
I feel more comfortable about the Royals if they would have kept Urban Santana. I'd have felt more comfortable about the Royals. I like the Royals, too, yo. I got them to be my wild card. That's my wild card team, one of my wild card teams. But I just felt like, you know, the Royals are going to be on the come up like the Indians were last year. You know what I mean? Like the White Sox were the year before that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the Royals are ready. You know, their lineup is ready. You know what I mean? They got them young boys. You know what I mean?
They have some arms, man.
Ustakas. Huh?
Yeah, they have some arms, bro.
What's the name for the Royals? He just pitched the other day. He had a good pitching set up the other day.
Yeah.
Oh.
They have a young nucleus, man, and they can do some things. And I'm surprised that, you know, Billy Butler's still on that team, you know? And he really don't get no burn like he's supposed to. He's supposed to be the dude, play first base or whatever. And Eric Hosmer just came and took his spot. They got Alex Gordon, Lorenzo Cain, and the kid from Japan, Aoki. So, I mean, you know, the Royals are ready. Yeah, so they might make some things happen. I'm looking for them to do some things in the playoffs. Hollywood, what's your wild card, man?
Well, for the West, I have the Oakland A's. I'm going to agree with you. Every year, it does not matter who Oakland has on that team. It does not matter. They're a very good ball club. Billy Beane, good job that he does year in and year out. So I'm going to pick Oakland to win the West. My wild card, I'm going to pick the Baltimore Orioles. I think the addition of Nelson Cruz is going to do wonders for them by the end of this season. I really do. I think they have a great lineup.
What do you feel about Manny Machado not being around for the beginning of the season?
Well, when is he coming back?
They said he was supposed to be ready. He was running and working out and stuff, but he had a setback. So who knows, man, where we at with him at this point in the game.
I don't think they're going to be too much hurt with Machado not being there. I think, again, Cruz and Jones, and I think Wheaton's going to have a very good year this year, catcher for them.
How much do you think Chris Davis is going to hit?
Oh, man, I say about 35.
So that would be a fall off, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even 45 would be a fall off for him. So, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to produce again like that from like last year.
And Baltimore's pitching is tough.
It is.
They got Ubaldo Jimenez. You know what I mean? So their pitching is tough. I'm not really feeling Jamal Weeks and J.J. Hardy up the middle. I'm not really feeling them up the middle for the Orioles. You know what I mean? But, again, you know, really, like I said, this year it's all about the Yankees, man. We try to, you know, go out and steamroll and win the division and do what we need to do. I haven't made my World Series picks. I'm a chill on that.
Well, I have mine
but,
already.
Again, everybody's got their picks in or whatever. And, you know, it's
oh, you said my other wild card? My other wild card will be the Texas Rangers for the American League.
Ooh, really?
Okay. Yeah, so you have I see Texas still pretty good, and I think they're well managed by Mr. Washington. So you have the Yankees, you have the Royals, you have the A's. The wild card will be the Orioles and the Rangers. National League, the American League, not American League, the National League East, the Washington Nationals this year. The Central, Cardinals. The West, the Dodgers. The Wild Cards, the Atlanta Braves, and the San Francisco Giants.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
World Series
that.
Prediction, Yankees, Dodgers.
Wow.
Yeah, you said that a while back, though. Okay, you stuck with your, your guns. All right.
The
so
Dodgers
since you
have
set
a,
it off, so now everybody got to step up to the plate. Key, you next with your World Series prediction.
Let me look at my wild card. I got the Phillies. The Braves coming out as a wild, and I have the Giants as well coming out the wild. And of course, I have the Angels though. I have the Angels as a wild, and I'm going with the Indians as a wild.
Hold on, wait a minute. How many wild card teams you got?
I picked two. I picked the Angels as American League.
Okay. What's your World Series pick?
The Yankees, but I don't have the Dodgers. I have the Yankees. The Yankees are quick going for us, and I have the Nationals. I think the Nationals are going to get there.
Bryce Harper better have a great year.
Yeah, what you got, man?
I go for the Yankees, and that's a good pick, Hollywood said. The Yankees and the Dodgers, World Series.
Mm-hmm. Who's the winner? Who's the winner, Barry?
Of course, the Bronx Bombers. You know that.
I hope so.
All right.
I hope so.
World Series. I picked the Yankees. I picked the Indians. I picked the A's. I picked the Royals, and I picked the Rangers. Royals will lose to Texas. Texas will beat Cleveland. Yankees will beat Oakland. Yankees will beat Texas. So Yankees in the World Series. National League, I picked the Nationals, Cardinals, Giants, Braves, and Dodgers. Dodgers will beat the Braves. Nationals will beat the Giants. Cardinals will beat the Dodgers. Cardinals will beat the Dodgers. Cardinals will beat the Nationals. So my World Series is going to be the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wow.
That's my World Series pick.
Cardinals going to beat the Dodgers. That's it, wow.
Yep. The Cardinals going to beat the Dodgers. It's the I give you a reason. I give you reasons. I can give you a few reasons why the Cardinals will beat the Dodgers.
I don't need no reason. I just think
okay.
No reason, and you got the beating the Nationals.
No, I mean, because you know what? That team in St. Louis is always there, first of all. From 1 through 5, their starting pitchers, Lane Wright, Michael Wacha, Lance Lynn, Jamie Garcia, and Shelby Miller, they hold their water with any five that you could name in baseball. That starting five right there is good bread. Every day of the week, they're going to send out somebody that could win 15 to 20 games. Their team is crazy. And I think that was a good move that they got Peter Bergeron from Los Angeles. That's a good move that they got him. Ali Craig is going to be able to do his thing in right field. They got the bats. They got Holiday, Peralta, Matt Carpenter. They just gave a whole bunch of money to. You know, the kid, Kaiti Wong, even though he got picked off in the World Series. I don't know how that happened. You get the last out.
he got picked off at first base in the World Series. And, of course, Yadier Molina. So that team is built for Baird. It's a veteran team, and Mike Matheny is going to have them ready. After further reviews in the building, man, 646-200-3838. We finally got the gears, and we in found our little groove or whatever, and we rock it out. Anybody got any opinions on Phil Jackson? Real quick.
Wow. That's all I can say. When he took the job, I was like, wow.
I'm gonna tell you something. I saw something today at the press conference. I wrote about it earlier. Dolan looked intimidated by Phil Jackson today. Intimidated, like you could just see him right now putting his tail between his legs and just say, "You know what? I'm gonna write checks." But listening to Stephen A. Smith today, he feels like Dolan will not back away from the Knicks, and he's gonna be, you know, it might be a couple months, and then he'll get back to being himself again. But I personally feel like this is the man here. This is Dolan's last swan song for me. This is last swan song. This is it. He's either gonna work with Phil Jackson, or I could see in a couple years him not owning the Knicks anymore. There's too much pressure now. Now you have fans out protesting. There's pressure coming from the league. I just feel like now that, you know, Phil's in charge. Phil is in charge. He's going to do things his way. He's going to get the people he wants in there. And if Dolan don't like it, Phil will go back, give that $12 million a year back, lay up with Ms. Buss, and collect money from other places. It's not really about the money for Phil. I mean, $12 million is $12 million. I mean, you know, if it's really like that, seriously, why you don't come for free? But anyway, but what I'm saying is
if it's not about the money, right? That's right.
But Phil's here to do the job.
He's about to clean house.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. You know who's feeling the most pressure right now, to be honest with you? Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony is feeling the most pressure right now. If he wants to come in and change my game, I'm for it as long as I can win a championship. I mean, what is it going to take? It takes Phil Jackson for you to realize you need to change your game to help your team?
Probably.
I mean,
probably.
Where are we at, Carmelo?
Because, you know, I mean, he wasn't giving George Karl no respect. Definitely wasn't listening to Mike Woodson. So,
or
I mean,
D'Antoni.
You know, again, somebody, or D'Antoni, right. So it's going to take somebody with that status to say, you know, Phil Jackson probably got to say too much. Just him being, you know, in the building, and they got that now taken care of. Now maybe, you know, either Carmelo's going to, you know, say, well, okay, we're going to try to make it happen, or he's out.
Well, you know, man, one more big moment for me today. One big moment for me today stood out. Now, I want you to hear all of this and give me your opinion, because my opinion was it was blunt. The writing was on the wall. Mike Woodson should have packed his moving truck out today. He should have started cleaning his office today. Finish the season out, clean your office. Because what Phil Jackson said pretty much told Mike Woodson he will not be back as the coach next year. And the reason why I say this is this. All you heard Phil Jackson saying today over and over and over again was the triangle offense, the triangle offense, the triangle offense. I don't know how many times he said the triangle offense today. Now, if you want a coach to run your triangle offense, he has to be in that system already. Mike Woodson doesn't know anything about the triangle offense. And the way that they make this triangle offense, and y'all know I'm a coach, the way he makes it seem like it's to learn this triangle offense, it's going to take quite a few months to learn this system. So, where is it going to get learning on the job? Of course not. Of course not. The only way Woodson, everybody talks, oh, if the Knicks make the playoffs, Woodson will be back next year. If he goes to the second round, he'll come back next year. The only way he comes back next year is they have to win the title. That's the only way. Or at least the Eastern Conference Final. I'll give him that. Eastern Conference Final. If he goes to the Eastern Conference Final, fine. He goes to the championship game and loses the game, the championship, fine. He'll be back next year. I mean, you could not sit there and tell me this man will not be back next year. But Phil Jackson has mapped out his plan already. He's getting his system. He's getting his system in the door here now.
Mm-hmm.
And his system is very successful. And with his system.
But isn't Byron Scott under contract, right?
I don't want Byron Scott.
I know, I'm just saying.
Byron Scott on the contract with who?
Isn't he under contract right now?
With who?
I'm asking. I don't know. I'm asking.
I haven't heard Byron Scott name mentioned, and I don't know.
I haven't heard Byron Scott name in a minute.
He was under sales trial. I'm just asking, is Byron Scott under trial?
No, he's a free agent.
Okay. No, I'm saying he's coach. I'm just asking.
No.
Is he under? Okay. Because I'm asking. I don't know.
And
I'm going
to tell you, and I'm going to tell you right now, man, you heard it from me first. The worst decision that Phil Jackson would make right now is if he was to hire Steve Kerr as the coach of the Knicks. You cannot go with a rookie coach. Because for me personally, honestly.
Mark Jackson was a rookie coach.
No, but you know what?
Scott was a rookie coach.
Yeah, but they were in a different world, bro. They in a different world coaching. I mean, seriously, this is the Knicks you're talking about. The Knicks fans are not going to want to hear, oh, Steve Kerr's our coach now, and Steve Kerr doesn't have any experience as a coach. I mean, they could have got away with it 3-4 years ago when Mark Jackson.
How much experience does Jason Kidd have as a coach?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, okay, which team is Jason Kidd coaching?
He's coaching Brooklyn Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets franchise ain't putting that much pressure on them to win the title no time soon.
But the Nets
going to
be in the playoffs.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? So I get your point. But to me, if you want somebody that's going to run the triangle, there's a bunch of people that could run the triangle offense.
I know who will be the perfect
All the dudes that Phil was coaching in Chicago, all the dudes that Phil was coaching in L.A., you get grab one of them dudes.
One person, I'm going to ask you. If you right now were Phil Jackson and you had to pick a coach right now, who would it be?
If I had to pick a coach, Phil Jackson?
Hmm. Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know who I'll pick.
Who you going to pick?
You might laugh at me.
Who you going to pick,
genius,
man?
He's supposed to be the brains behind it. Tex Winter. Tex Winter.
Yeah, that was some on deaf ears, man.
Huh?
Well, I got you, though.
What'd you say, man?
Who you picking?
I said that one fell on deaf ears. Tex Winters. Isn't Tex Winter like 100 years old?
Well, you know he's coming back to be the assistant coach on the thing. They all said this already. He's coming back already to be the assistant coach. Why not make him head coach?
Assistant coach.
Why not make him head coach?
Okay, you can make him head coach if you want to. If it was me and you wanted somebody that knew the offense and that would bring a presence to New York and
mm-hmm.
it would be a different look,
mm-hmm.
why not Byron Scott?
No.
Who knows the offense? But it was.
I said
why not Byron Scott? I think there's other options available because if you're gonna go the Tex Winter route, geez.
Well,
might as well bring back Bob McAdoo.
My next option would be
Michael Ray Richards.
My next option would be Clemens. Jim Clemens.
Jim Clemens? I can see that. Yeah, Jim Clemens.
They already said he's leaving L.A.
Okay, listen, I got to ask a funny question. I got to make a joke here. Okay, now, you know the Knicks probably get a new coaching staff next year, right? But one person I think will definitely be back again next year. I don't care who come to coach. Herb Williams staying. Yes. My wife in the back crying right now because we laughing at this all the time. Herb Williams has been there since, like, 1800, bro. I mean,
yeah.
We...
Herb Williams, yeah, no doubt. And Dow Walker, him too. Darryl Walker, what's he going to do? Sit there, hold the clipboard, and talk to the point guard. You know?
But that's what it is, man.
I prefer the reviews in the middle. 646-200-3838. We rock it out, man. I got my man Barry in the building. I got Hollywood with me. I got Kia on the line. We talk a little basketball, man, NCAA tournament, all that. Talk a little baseball. Talk a little NBA. NFL, real quick. What's your feeling on the Giants doing the thing with Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie and Trendon Holiday? That one would surprise me. The Giants got Trendon Holiday from Denver.
And they brought back Manningham.
Yep.
And they brought back Manningham. That's right.
I like these signings. Giants look like they might be a force again next year. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Yeah, they making some moves.
They are.
Mm.
I was frustrated the other day when I see Mr. Reaver sign with the Patriots. Oh man.
Yeah.
I blew a fuse. I'm like, man. Why does he keep
so now the Patriots the Patriots got the defense together. Now they gotta get the offense together.
Does it matter though, for real? I mean, Tom Brady, as much as I hate the Patriots.
Apparently so. If you letting Wes Welker take you out the game, apparently so. So I don't know what the Patriots, you know, that Reaver signing, to me that was good riddance. Tampa Bay, you know, he left Tampa Bay. We wasn't going to give him $16 million.
Yeah.
Shout out to Barry, man. You call drop, man. Respect all day, man. We got you. Yeah, I wasn't going to give Reaver $16 million, man. So good riddance to Darrell Reaver. Hope he does his thing up there in New England. You know what I mean? And it just is what it is. Julius Peppers to Green Bay.
Mm.
Steve Smith to the Ravens.
Mm.
You know? And what's the situation with Cam Newton having surgery on his ankle? He's out for 4 months.
Who gets fired for that one though? Seriously, who gets fired for that? Who really gets fired for that? Which doctor gets fired for that one? That makes no sense right now.
Marvin Lewis is getting a 1-year extension. That means he doesn't do what he needs to do. He's fine.
I agree with you.
Okay.
He's been there like 10 years.
Yeah, but they signed him. Yeah, I agree. 1 year. And
he's been there for 10 years, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you just got to, you know, bite the bullet, man. You know what I mean? But they've been in the playoffs, so the last 3 years, they've been in the playoffs.
3 years and not that the first round. Yeah, 3 years.
And the thing about that, Kia, is that they refuse to blame Andy Dalton. Even though we all know what it is.
That's exactly.
They refuse to blame Andy Dalton.
I just want to make sure.
They will not say Andy Dalton, you know, messed up. He threw all them interceptions and the fumbles in the playoff game or whatever, you know. So if that's how they want to do it, more power to them, you know. But again, like you said, it's contingent. If they don't do what they're supposed to do this year, I don't think Marvin Lewis has, you know, enough rope left.
They've been looking for an excuse to get rid of him for a while, though.
They got it right here. 1 year extension. What's that thing about Sanders' agent? What did he say he'd do?
What did he do?
The team said that he renewed on a deal. In principle, Sanders said that they didn't have shake hands. He was supposed to be in signing with the Chiefs, but he wound up signing with the Broncos.
Oh well.
The usual sports shenanigans.
Yep.
But this is the same agent that just got reinstated by the NFL.
You think it was some shady tactics done there, Kia?
Say it again?
You think it was some shady tactics done? Is that where you come?
I don't know. That's what the truth is saying.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they've been doing it for years. They ain't never going to stop. To be honest with you. Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, I wanted to go on record to say that Mr. Irsay is a thug.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody said nothing about that, man, and I just find that to be kind of like mystifying. You know, if that would have been Deshaun Jackson or Victor Cruz or, you know what I mean, anybody else, they would have been vilifying him. This dude, Jim Irsay, and I really feel strong about that, man. You know, all that, he needs help and he's in, you know, his life is at risk and all this old garbage. No. Okay, it is what it is, man. He fell off the wagon. He got jammed up. So treat him as such. Now I want to see what Roger Goodell is going to do with him. Because he's so, ready to give up these suspensions and, you know, fine people. I want to see what he's going to do to Ursay, man. I want to see. I really do.
Yeah, I'm curious about that, too. I am. Now the spotlight is really on Mr. Goodell. I'm not lying.
Right,
the spotlight really
right,
on him
exactly,
right
my dude. That's right.
What's the difference between a player and an owner? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They still representing your sport. You know what I'm saying? And if again,
that's
like
right.
you said, what if it would have been a Deshaun Jackson or a Victor Cruz
what
or someone like
right.
that? He would have been. You would have been put underneath
been
something.
Burying that dude. That's
what?
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I think that Jim Irsay deserves the same scrutiny. He deserves even more so because you know why? He's an owner, my dude.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's from the he's on the corporate level. So they always talk about, you know, the players and, you know, they have this thing to uphold the shield and this and that and the third. So when the owner does it, so what's the difference?
Yeah, see, that's what I was getting to, too. Now, we have a code of conduct for the players. What's the code of conduct for the owners?
What's the code
of conduct
for the owners, right, right. That's
is
right.
Is there rules given out every year to the owners? You can't do this, you can't do that, like they give out to the players?
Remember a couple of years ago when Tennessee Titans, Red McCombs, I mean the Titans owner, he stuck his middle finger up at the crowd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever happened with that?
I think he got fined like $100,000 or something.
But you think he got fined. You're not for sure, though.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm trying to say. Now, if that would have been a player from that team, you'd remember, he was suspended
for
4 games.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You're right. You're right. That's right. That's right. If that had been a player, he got fined something million dollars, and he got a 3-game suspension in all of this. You know, so and it's why is it taking so long? Nobody's saying nothing about this.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying nothing about Jim Irsay, man. You know, that was just a thing that puzzled me, and it kind of like made me wonder, like, wow, man, what's really going on, man? We got double or triple standards popping off, or what?
No, but you already know what's going to be the end result, right? You know the end result. He's going to go speak at some charity. He's going to go speak somewhere for about 30 minutes and donate $500,000 to some damn body. Excuse my language.
And that's going to be
the end of that. That's going to be over. Yeah, it's over. But where was the discipline at for you? Where does Mr. Goodell come out and say, you know what, we need to fire you $500,000. Well, you're an owner. We're going
to
fire you $1 million.
We need to set an example. Make an example out of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Make an example.
Yeah, exactly, right. bro. Exactly.
So, I mean,
I agree.
you can't have the owners out here getting drunk and smoking weed and acting all crazy and no consequences for them.
Yeah,
because
all you're doing is
regardless of what they do.
I'll tell you like this. If I'm playing on that team. And I get caught smoking or something, and my owner comes start yelling at me, I'm going to look at him like he crazy. Like, how are you telling me this? When you were just over here, at least I was smoking weed. You had prescription pills. Which one's worse?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is worse? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying going to be the marketer for go out there and smoke or whatever the case might be, but what I'm saying is there has to be some kind of standards out for everybody. You can't tell this one he can't do something and then you're out there doing it. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're going to find out in the next couple of days, and I don't think we probably going to hear anything else about it, if you want my honest opinion. And it's going to go by like every other little thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why I love David Stern. This is why I love David Stern. David Stern didn't have double standards. He fined Mark Cuban for every type of thing he did. You know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, we can't put up with this. And that let the other owners know there's a line of behavior here that you have to live by on a day-by-day basis, or this can happen to you.
Yes.
Now,
You're exactly right. Just set an example.
I got to ask this question because I've never asked this question, and I need to know. Can they get together, the owners, the commissioner, or whatever, whoever on the executive board, can they get together? You know, and I'm not saying because you have a brutal team. I don't want to say that. I want to say if you had an owner like Mark Cuban you know, constantly getting fined and not doing what he's supposed to do. Can they get together and just, like, take his team out the league, force him to sell the team, that kind of thing?
I mean, I would imagine they could do whatever they want to do. But, you know, I think that, you know, if worse came down to worse, probably so. Because look how they did George Steinbrenner with the Howard Spiro situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, they suspended him for a couple of years. You know what I mean? So again, and they, you know, they can do whatever they want to do, but what are they going to do and when are they going to do it? You know? So, again, you know, like you said, you know, the owners are running around here, you know, drinking DUIs and doing all this wild stuff like that, and, you know, they'll get a slap on the wrist.
Yeah,
you know?
Bad, man.
But, again, like, you know, if, like, Steinbrenner was involved in some craziness, you know? So it was like, yo, no, we gotta put you on the sideline for a couple of joints, man. You know what I mean? Let you understand that it's not like that, and you're supposed to, we hold the owners to a higher standard, you know? But, you know, it is what it is. The NFL is what it is, man. So, like you said,
yeah,
we'll find out, man, as time goes on. We got 10 minutes left in the show, man. I'm going to give, I got Key in the building. I got Mr. Hollywood. Shout out to Barry, man. You know, before we get out of here.
How do you like the Bucks are doing?
I didn't hear what she said. You understood what she said?
I said, what do you like what the Bucks are doing?
I love what my Tampa Bay Bucks are doing.
Okay.
I just don't love the uniform change. The uniforms
okay.
are crazy.
Yeah.
The uniforms look like, hey, Kia, the uniforms look like the numbers look like the digital clock numbers. Like, what is this? This
yeah,
is what you were talking
like,
about? You should have kept it the way they was. If that's how you were, if that was
like,
the improvement.
I'm kind of, like, pissed because, you know, the schools are, like, third on the list with no money. That's what we need. I said the schools are, like, third on the list with a drop of three money to spend. Third.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the Steelers.
Third. Well, I am.
Yeah. That's you didn't ask me about the Steelers. You asked me about Tampa Bay.
I said, and you answered my question. I said, what do you like about Tampa Bay? Hollywood, what is your team? I didn't know.
Huh?
Hollywood's team.
Miami Dolphins.
Oh, okay.
Don't say oh like that. We on an uprise. I think we're
okay.
gonna. I think we're gonna be very good. I really think we're gonna be very good this year. I want to say we're going to win our division this year. I want to say it.
You want to say it?
I'm going to say it. We're going to win the division this
gonna
year.
You going to say it? Okay.
I'm going to say it.
All right.
I'm going to say it.
All right. Let's see. Miami Dolphins. Let's see. You got, you lost Jake Long. But anyway, the Miami Dolphins, man, it is what it is. We still got a couple of months, man, before the season is, you know, kicked off or whatever. You got rid of Jonathan Martin. Was that a good look for your team? You signed Courtland Finnegan.
We have to get rid of him.
You know, you signed Brandon Albert. You know, so maybe Miami had, you know, they might be on the upswing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to knock them. I'm not going to knock Miami. You know. But we got a few minutes left in the show, man. I'm just going to give everybody a chance to speak their mind, do a little roundtable thing. Key, I'm going to let you set it off, do a little recap of your baseball picks or whatever. And
then that'll
be what it is.
I'm happy with my picks. Yankees and National World Series.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. Hollywood, you got anything to say before we get out of here, man?
Yeah, bro, it's been 25 years. I think enough is enough. I think Major League Baseball needs to do the right thing. And if they're allowing Barry Steroid Bonds and Mark Steroid McGuire to get back on the baseball field and be with these teams, I think they need to reinstate Pete Rose.
Wow.
That's real.
Wow.
I can respect that.
Does anybody
you know what, though, man? That thing about Pete Rose, he's always going to have that stigma, man, because he tried to bet on his own team. That's the thing that's killing him.
Bro,
he tried to bet on his own team.
But
you know what I mean? And he was the manager.
You think
what would have been worse?
Go?
What would have been worse? Him betting on his own team or betting against him? That's what would have really been the stinger for me.
All right. Well, he would have been betting against him. He, check this out. Say they got a series going in. Let's say they're playing against the Giants. Okay? He knows who's going to pitch and who's not pitching. What if he took the Giants? What if he bet on the Giants? And see, that's the thing with baseball. They don't really – they all they know is he bet. They don't know how he bet. That's all. That's the dilemma with Pete Rose.
Let me say something to you. You know, everyone has – and this is serious now. Everyone has a demon. Everyone. Something. Something's a demon. That's his demon. Don't bar him from the sport. Get him some help. How about we get him help? I would have rather went that route the first time. Now, if you go out there and try to get him help, you give him a little suspicion, he come back and do it again, fine. You deserve a lifetime ban. But, I mean, come on. Come on. Enough is enough.
He lied about it.
I got a deeper point than that. Look at the disgrace that Mark McGwire, and you talked about this 2 weeks ago. Look at the disgrace Mark McGwire and Barry Bonds did to the sport, to the game of baseball a couple years ago when those balls were flying off that bat like I don't know what. Look at the
Here's the deal with that, though. Here's the deal with that, though. All those pills and creams and all that was like a open thing in the lockers until they said it was illegal. So I don't really put those two together because gambling is always illegal. Okay, when they was doing the testosterone and all that stuff like that, that was in the locker room. Everybody seen it. And then one day they turn around and say, Congress says it's illegal. Now everybody's telling on each other. Now it's wrong. You know what I mean?
At least Pete Rose had enough heart to stand up and say he did it. These guys didn't even admit that they did it.
Stop playing yourself. No.
Why?
Pete Rose was saying no, no, no for the longest time. All he had to do was be like, yo, I did it. He was denying it for the longest time. When Peter Uberoff was the commissioner, he was denying it. When Bob Giamatti was the commissioner, he was denying it. So when did he say, yeah, I did it?
He admitted to Buzz Selig that he did it because Buzz Selig was talking about reinstating him. That was a big discussion too.
When did they go reinstate him? When did they go reinstate him?
That's where I'm at. I mean, he came, he admitted, he said he did, he's sorry, apologized. I mean, how many more years? Okay, so let me ask you a question. Do you think he should still be banned from baseball now, or is enough enough?
Nope. I think he should be in the game. I think he should be in the game.
In some form or fashion.
Yeah, when is
enough
form
enough?
Of fashion, he should be in the game.
But let me ask you this question now. Let me. I got another question. I got it for you too. Do you think that Pete Rose embarrassed the game of baseball?
Hell yeah!
Wow.
Hell yeah!
Wow.
How you gonna bet on or against your own team when you're the manager?
Listen, bro. The man is a gambler, bro. The man's a gambler. He's gonna bet on everything. So if it's a problem,
so,
it's on his team.
Suffer the consequences. You want to bet on baseball? Suffer the consequences. That's it.
Well, you don't do that. Well, how come Michael? Okay, now I'm all out the box now. How come Michael Jordan didn't get involved when he found out he was gambling? How come this one ain't involved when they gamble? Regardless of what they're betting on, you don't know what all the other things that they're betting on going to these casinos doing. You don't know what people are doing. All right, Pete Rose got caught.
I don't know what the hell I'm at. I'm going to you got to summon the soul people. I can do the farm.
What?
No. What?
She fighting with that Spanish phone, man.
Yeah, oh, my God. I'm glad there's only 2 minutes left in the show, man. Listen, shout out to everybody, man, for checking out the show tonight, man. Word is bond. Yo, shout out to Barry, man. Shout out to Hollywood. Shout out to Kia for calling. It's the mayor, man. Every Tuesday after further review, we got off to a little shaky start, man. Apologize for that, man. Shout out to the big homie Rich and Ms. Lavina and all that. You know what it is, man. Solace Radio holds you down. After further review does it for you on Tuesday, man. It's the mayor. I'm out of here. Peace.
It's the mayor angry. Woo!
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on approach. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away, dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay, we keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. And when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view, after further review, you know what to do.